Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the field house at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We've got a community relations theme throughout the course of this program. Plus, you'll meet Paul Perkins. But it's time to take a look at Justin Pugh's annual football camp.
One, two, three. Hebrew!
We are in Newtown, Pennsylvania at Council Rock North. We're doing our third annual Pew Crew Summer Kickoff. It's a fundamentals camp where we get kids out here from ages 8 to 14, run them through various things. We got the O-line station, we got the tackling station, we got the quarterback, wide receiver, running back, kind of a little bit of everything. So it's a fun day to get out here. We talk to them about goal setting, talk to them about nutrition, they kind of send them on their way. So it's a great afternoon, third year in a row, so I'm pretty excited. So right here, you're getting real wide. Try to narrow your base up a little bit right here. When you're holding the football, you want to hold it right here in between the fingers. Pretend like your body is a building and your feet are your base. Now, when you run, you're going to run your route. You're going to curl back. You're going to present to the ball. You're going to go attack the ball, catch it, and then you're going to get upfield. I smile outside of the football field. When I'm on the field, I'm a little bit mean. Look at this guy. Seems like a nice guy, right? On the field, mean dude. Having Adam Biznawati here, obviously the new rookie offensive lineman. He was more than willing to come down. He wanted to help. So he's been great. Be able to give some insight to some younger kids. Hopefully that in a few years, they'll be doing this in their hometowns when they're playing professionally. And that's what really we're all about. I think as a Giants as a whole, and hopefully, you know, every year we get more and more out here. And eventually, you know, it's like a little Giants mini camp.
It's been a great time so far. You know, I was very fortunate to have a lot of role models in my life growing up. And I think being able to do that, you know, with these kids here today is a great feeling for me.
You're going to step, stay nice and low, and keep your feet underneath yourself. When you pound your feet into the ground, elbows tight, thumbs up. You're going to drive right off the ball.
I think coming out, supporting Justin, and it's great. Always want to have each other's back. And you know, hopefully one day I'll have my camp of my own and, you know, teammates will come out for me as well.
I didn't think I was going to be an O-lineman, and I bet you he thought he was going to be a quarterback. And look at us now. We're in the NFL playing offensive line.
Being a teacher from Council Rock School District, you know, it has meant a lot for me. I know so many of these kids and the families, and he's been here all his life, so it's been amazing for him to come back and give back to this community.
Go, 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 go.
Good job.
Nobody here has ever forgotten him. They followed him through college with the New York Giants. He's been able to make some conversion fans here along the way. So he is still grounded in this community, and I don't think that'll ever change.
Set, go. That's what I'm talking about. The reason why I want to keep doing this camp is because these kids are me. These kids are in the same shoes, growing up in the same areas, going through the same things. And I just want to let them know that they can do whatever they want to do. Being in the position I am, I realize the platform, and now I realize that I have to do more good. I have to keep giving back, and I think that's something that's great for the game that we play. We all have an opportunity to go back and give back. So many guys in the NFL do so many great things, and I just want to be a part of it and play my part and hopefully, you know, make a little bit of a difference.
One, two, three. Yeah.
That's madness. Oh.
Justin Pugh working with the kids and spreading some Giants love in Eagles territory. Hey, want to get to know Paul Perkins? Here he is in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Paul Perkins, and you're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Chandler, Arizona. One thing I definitely can't live without is my family. My favorite video game growing up as a kid was probably either Crash or Spyro, the old PS1 games. Favorite food is probably French toast. Favorite snack, I'd have to go with Twinkies. Celebrity crush would have to be Halle Berry. The actor that would play me in a movie would be Taye Diggs. Strangest talent I have, I can play the piano. If I ran for president, I would definitely have Rashad Jennings as my running mate. If I had a song played after every touchdown I scored, it would be T.I. Bring Him Out. Last song I sang in the shower was Where I Wanna Be by Donnell Jones. One word I would use to describe myself, sensational. Thanks for going 60 seconds with me, Paul Perkins.
That's Paul Perkins in 60 seconds. When we come back, we'll tell you about Eli Manning and Weston Richburg. and their endeavors as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. It's not a shock that Eli Manning won the Co. Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, one of the highest honors you can win in the National Football League. Eli Manning is committed as ever to tackling kids' cancer.
Hi, Becca. Great Hi. To see you. And how's George doing today? George is always doing good.
You know, I guess I look at it as I have a limited amount of time that I can stay on the field. Where off the field, it's going to be forever a commitment to help people. I think once you start learning the impact you can have and what that feels like, you can make a big difference. That's pretty special.
What if he does get the ball?
Happiness. Like, yes!
Tackle Kids Cancer really promotes support for our pediatric cancer program, supporting research, clinical research, to help support families and the children that we care for.
Hello, hello. Super Matt, what are we doing, man? What are we playing?
Eli has been amazing, and the humility that he shows with the kids and the families is so genuine and sincere.
I also have an Instagram.
No way. I don't even have an Instagram. How do you have an Instagram?
Have cancer.
And it really helps the parents too, because the parents can have a moment that where they see their kids totally distracted from their treatments by a person who really just gets it. How can you not be touched by that?
All right, girls. It's been a pleasure. Bye.
I've always enjoyed being around kids. You know, they're going through this tough time, and all of a sudden you give them a little joy, give them the laugh, get them to talk about something else.
She's making her heart sure a boyfriend.
It's, you know, very rewarding to know that you are helping them out, but afterwards I feel, how can you make their lives better? How can you help out future kids from going through this?
What's up, pal? Did you just happen to be wearing that shirt? Can I give that to you? There you go.
When you have something special like Eli coming to clinic, it's just able to bring a smile to those patients' face and lift the whole morale and mood of the clinic and gives everybody some energy just to keep going and continue the fight.
Every time I come here, you're reminded that, you know, you're gonna see a new kid. For me, I'm gonna see a little girl who's 4 years old, and it's gonna remind me of my daughter and this, you know, hey, what would I do for my daughter? She had cancer, you know, and I'm gonna fight for her, and that's my responsibility. That's something I can do, and I'm gonna try to do it to the best of my ability.
Eli has a lot of fans, obviously, all around the country. Weston Richburg hails from Texas, and he's from Amarillo. And believe it or not, there's a Giants fan in Amarillo that Weston Richburg is looking to help out. Team J-Row.
Great. You J-Row? What's going on, man?
Good.
I'm Weston. What are you up to?
That means a lot to me to be a part of somebody's wish that is extremely sick. Just to be around somebody that wants to be around you.
Are you a Giants fan?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Now, who's your favorite player?
Odell Beckham, man.
No way. You're supposed to say me. You're supposed to say me. I couldn't bring Odell. He wouldn't fit in my bag.
It really affects you in a positive way.
Let's show him the poster. We got that one with Odell, and Odell signed it for you. Right there on the side. This is the sign we always touch when we come on the field. That's just for you to hang on your wall. That's the same one we touch.
I'm not even a big name in the sport, but I think I was able to brighten his day a little bit.
Thank you.
So you better hang that up on your wall, because there's a lot of Cowboys fans in this area. They gotta know. They gotta know what we're all about.
That's really special, and that has maybe as much impact on him as it does me.
Can we sign that one too?
Oh, this is yours.
Oh, that's for me? Oh, I'm honored to have that. That's awesome. Nobody's given me a shirt before.
This is a special shirt. Thank you for that, by the way.
You got the size perfectly. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm glad I could come here today. It's an honor for me to be able to come see you.
It's an honor to see you.
Hey, man. You're a champ. You know that?
That was great to spend time with them and get to know them a little bit as well.
The The Giants and Weston Richburg and Eli Manning are coming off a playoff appearance in 2016. When we come back, a look back at the end of last season as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants are hoping in 2017 not only to make it to the postseason, but make a run at the Super Bowl. But last year in Ben McAdoo's first season as head coach, it was an exciting year with 11 wins and a playoff appearance. Here are the sights and sounds of the 2016 season.
We either win pretty or we win ugly. Okay. Either way, let's get this W. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
Man, it's been so long. I forgot what these pads feel like. I forgot what Jerry World looks like. But I'm about to get real acquainted real soon.
Giants on three. One, two, three. Giants.
Calls out the signals. He takes the snap. He looks. He looks. He looks. He throws the building end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz. And he breaks out the salsa for the first time since 2014.
It ain't too much really to be said, because I heard Norman get greatness
all day.
I'm just going to be sitting back watching.
We got a special one for you today.
We got a special one for you today.
We in London, baby. Ooh. We got to represent.
Back to throw. His team throws it over the middle. It's deflected and intercepted by Landon Collins. He races to the 40. Cuts back left. Now reversing to the near side. Weaving his way to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown.
Get up! Let's go! It's got the W, baby. That's how you do things. Defense win championship. Let's go.
I ain't got all that. I got this.
You want me. You want me.
Dalton in a shotgun. Dalton back. He's looking left all the way. Gets sacked.
That's like Mama said, the pie is ready, and all the kids came and got a piece.
Drop straight back to throw under pressure, and he's going to get sacked back at the 5-yard line by Olivier Vernon. Drops deep back to throw. Looking middle. He's going to get sacked back at the 3-yard line. Sneaky Stacks. Damon Stacks Harrison gobbles him up. McCown drops straight back in the pocket. Gets hit. Ball comes out. Intercepted. Picked off on the fly. Jason Pierre-Paul's got it to the 10-5. Touchdown, Giants.
We love you out here, bro.
Yeah! After the bell. Here we go. Go where we want to go. You have to win these games right here. Answer the bell. Let's go.
Flacco calls signals. Tosses it left for West. Giants string it out. West gets stopped. Jonathan Casillas knocked them out of bounds with the 2.
That was one heck of a play by a linebacker. That's one of the best linebacker plays they've had this year. He had a fullback on him, gets rid of that, and makes the play for a loss.
We said we needed that one. We got it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it again.
28-yarder. The left hash, 38 yards. Gets blocked by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Picked up by Janoris Jenkins, and he's running down the left sideline. He's to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 67 yards.
Hey, that's exactly what we talked about.
Prescott takes the snap. He's back. He throws one left, and the pass is intercepted by Janoris Jenkins. He jumped the route on Dez Bryant, and he gets the interception. Cousins out of the shotgun set. Giants bring pressure. Cousins gets sacked back on the 20-yard line.
I got a sack. Keep going.
Got something for y'all right here. Just wait. Be patient. Here it comes. Stay tuned.
Long count. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Zips it over the middle. Caught by Odell. He's racing across midfield. He's to the 40. Breaks left to the 30. Foot race 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Giants. 61 yards. Oh, baby, is he good.
You dig what I'm saying? Log in. We got free codes. YoungSavages.com. Hey, one thing about history is meant to be broken. All those streaks, oh, yeah.
Stafford takes the snap. He's back to throw. He looks. Sidearms one into the end zone. High. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Surveys the field under pressure. Sidearms it over the middle. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. And he's running down the left sideline. DRC with his second pick of the game. Belly's back to the right.
and then takes the knee at midfield. And the New York Giants are going to beat the Washington Redskins and knock them out of the playoffs.
Defense.
There you go. That's why I dress you the way I do every day.
There you go.
Pro Bowl.
Here you go.
Pro Bowl. Here you go.
Hey, feels good. Told him we was going to get him back. Come in here and get that dog. We did it, baby.
Hey, that's a heck of a team win right there. Hell of a team win. All three phases played a big factor in this ball game. We got some great leadership in here. That's where it starts. All right, that's where it starts. We have some great leadership. All right, we show great discipline and poise in the second half. It wasn't how you draw them up, but we'll take them any way we can get them, baby.
Now we got to focus on what? We got to improve. We got to get better at getting better. We got to get better at getting better in all three phases. Everybody in the room's got to contribute. Great job finding the path to victory. All right, that's what it's all about in this league, finding that path to victory. Eli, break us down.
Hey, hey. Game ball, first win right here.
Onward and upward. Here we go. Bring it in here. Hank, break it down. Where's Hank at?
Right here.
Get on in here.
Hank. Hey, the ball out tonight, fellas, man. I love y'all, man. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants!
This is the 10-year anniversary of Super Bowl 42. The Giants would love to add another Lombardi trophy in 2017. Speaking of that 42 championship team, Richie Soibert, a lasting figure. We'll tell you about Richie's latest endeavor when we return after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Richie Soibert made the Giants as an undrafted free agent and endured some severe injuries on his way to becoming a Super Bowl champion. Now he's giving back, putting on his coaching hat.
Let's go, let's go. We're going to be out here all day. Here we go.
I love the game of football. When I retired at the end of the 2010 season, I wanted to be part of it somehow. So I became an assistant offensive line coach. I was the O-line coach here for 3 years. This job became available. I applied for it, and I was handed the job.
Inday, let's go, Inday. Let's go, you got to run out here. Let's go, run. No walking, let's go.
It was really exciting, just like last year, just to have him as the offensive line coach, and then now to have him take over as head coach, we're really excited.
Bring it up. Let's go, bring it up.
We all wanted him to be head coach. He'd been with us for a year, so we didn't have to worry about like a whole new coaching staff. He knows the best of the best. Like, he was the best of the best.
Go, stay low. On set. Ready, set. Grove, you got to pick one. Hey, you pick two, you get blown back. Right? If you ever feel yourself on skates, just hit the ground.
He taught us like the techniques that he knew as a NFL lineman, so, you know, we're learning from the best.
Got to fight the inside guy. My butt's got to go this way. They're trying to wash me down. I want to stay here. Make this play bounce, linebackers can scrape.
I don't know any program in the high school that people will have the opportunity to say my head football coach played in the NFL for 10 years.
Wake up, let's go, wake up!
Practice starts at 8 o'clock, which, if you know me, you should be here by 7 o'clock.
Don't line up where you're going. Don't line up where you're going. Slant to it, let's go. Don't look at the quarterback. Quarterback will get you to jump off sides. Come on, let's go. First three steps, gotta be hard, let's go.
Practices, they're pretty tough, but, like, they're not something that you can't handle. Like, he knows how to practice people and practice them the right way.
Come on, bend your knees. You don't stand up playing football. Bend your knees, D-line, bend your knees.
Well, they're definitely very high tempo. He makes sure to run right, just like an NFL practice.
Got a boy. Good, come off the ball now. Hey, don't be slow off the ball, Monty, let's go. Come on, Jack, give him the jump off sides. Every time the D-line jumps off sides, I get a cheeseburger from the D-line coach, let's go.
He makes it a lot more fun. You know, he definitely knows how to put hard work in playing in the NFL, and he knows that you need that fun to really keep you going and to bring up the intensity.
Let's go, get him chopping!
Over the years, playing with my group of guys that I played with, you know, Sean O'Hare and Christine and David Deal and Cree McKenzie and Kevin Booth, we had fun playing. You know, it'd be miserable if you're coming out here when it's 95 degrees outside with the humidity, practicing football in high school, if those kids aren't having fun. That's just the way I am. You know, I like to have fun on the field. I try to come up with new things to keep these kids into it, to keep their minds thinking.
What is it? Blue one. What's blue one?
Space Rover.
You know what you're doing. Let's go. Space Slam Rover.
He's like a very passionate coach. He actually cares about football and cares about the players. Everybody. He cares about everybody.
Keep on going harder, right? I need you. You know that.
He's really nice off the field. You can talk to him about anything. He's really approachable. He's just the overall great guy.
I don't want to coach any kids that don't want to be out here. I've always wanted to be on that field. That's the way I played, and that's the way I want these kids to play for me.
I want to go 14 bomb. I want to go behind my big boys. I want a touchdown!
Touchdown!
I love this stuff, and hopefully I'm here coaching for a long, long time.
Richie Sorbert, one of the leaders of that Giants offensive line that captured Super Bowl 42. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.